بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم وما بعد Some pertinent injunctions regarding buying and selling. Selling an item without exposing its defect. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, He who deceives us is not one of us. Sayyidina Wathila ibn Asqa radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, A person who sells a defective item without informing of the defect remains perpetually under the wrath of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and the curse of the angels. Sayyidina Uqba ibn Amir radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, It is not permissible for a Muslim to sell an item to his fellow Muslim without describing its defect. Note, many people refrain from exposing the defects in their articles in order to maximize the gain. This is indeed a grave sin. Hoarding goods in times of need. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, One who hoards goods is accursed. Sayyidina Ma'ad radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Mean is that servant who hoards goods in desperate times in order to sell them at higher price, and he becomes happy when prices go up and is grieved when prices are deflated. Note, withholding grain and other necessities of life during times of need so that the desperation of people will drive them to pay a higher price is a great sin and it is forbidden in Islam. It is oppression upon humanity and a gross violation of the commandments of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.